Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about the New York Times list of 52 destinations that they're suggesting that we check out in 2018. You heard me right, 52 destinations. And I have Doc Bill sitting in with me. So, Doc Bill, I want to ask you this question. So if they have 52 destinations and I wanted to do this, I'd be on the road the whole year.
Yeah, you would be on the road the whole year trying to hit all 52 places, spending time in them and seeing what's what. But some of those places you've already been to before.
Well, that's true. So maybe I could put those near the bottom because I'm one of these people. I don't believe in bucket lists because bucket list usually means when people say that is that it's their trip or, you know, a destination that they've had on their list and they want to get to it that one time before, you know, they kick the bucket. But I believe that travel is about going to places that you like. And if you really like that place and you want to go back again, it's not about checking things off of a list. It's about going, meeting the people, enjoying the culture, and, of course, the delicious food. It's all about what I know both you and I love about travel. So 52 destinations, I could definitely probably make my way through that. Spending about a week in each destination, that'll work.
Yes, that's true. I mean, life, as I said before, life has nothing to do with the destination. Life is the journey. At the destination, everyone's going to the same place, and you know, we're all going to the grave, but the journey is what's important, and that's what you want to enjoy.
Well, yes.
Back and forth and share with people. It's the journey. You know, we all know what the destination is, and that's what you want to do. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the trip.
And the journey is all about, you know, the trip, and the trip is all about the journey. At least it should be. Now, we're talking about the New York Times list, and they have 52 destinations that they have sat and deliberated over, I'm sure, for quite a bit, and they've come up with these 52 destinations that I think are all really super. I mean, there's some really good places on this on their list. So definitely go to the NewYorkTimes.com and check it out so that you can see some of these destinations because you may have some others that you want to check out that are not the ones that Doc Bill and I have pulled out. But now this last one, Doc Bill, that I'd like to talk about, and I hope it's okay with you because I just kind of pulled this one out, and that is the Caribbean. And when I say the Caribbean, yes, we're talking about really the whole Caribbean. And the reason why is because during the hurricane season, as we all know, Irma and Maria gave them a 1-2 punch this past October. And the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, I mean, a couple of places were really, really devastated. And in some cases, like Puerto Rico, still remains really under, you know, serious reconstruction there to, you know, strive to rebuild the area. But
I agree.
What has been so fantastic about it is that more than 70% of the Caribbean was not affected. But what they have been doing is they've been coming together to really promote the idea of tourism in the Caribbean because they know that tourism and the Caribbean go together and the Caribbean survives off of tourism. And if you're visiting any of the Caribbean islands, you're helping all of them. So they've really come together to help their brothers and sisters on those islands that have been so devastated. So the Caribbean, I give a double thumbs up for that and what they're doing to help each other down in the Caribbean. It's pretty amazing.
You're right, it is. I mean, it's a huge area with a great amount of islands and diversities, and a lot of the Caribbean is in North America. People don't even realize it, but a lot of the Caribbean is North America. It's part of the North American continent. You've got some of the Caribbean that's basically Central America, and you got some of the Caribbean that's South America. But a lot of it's basically North America. And again, it's part of the country. It's part of the country and part of the world that has a variety of events from, you know, islands with mountain climates such as Jamaica to islands that are mostly flat like, you know, Bahamas, which don't have much of mountain climate, but pristine beaches and tropical forests. So it's a lot to see, great fish to eat, great people to meet, a lot of good indigenous produce. Pineapples, for instance. Pineapples are from the Jamaica area. They're from the Caribbean. That's where they're from. And from there, they moved to Central America and they moved to Hawaii. But the fruit itself is actually from the Caribbean.
Wow. Now, that is definitely a trivia question right there because I know I thought that pineapple was from Hawaii because it's so identified with Hawaii.
It is. It is. So there's a lot of great things there to eat, a lot of things that people haven't even thought about, great cultures. I mean, for the longest, you know, you have cultures mixing. You have the native Taíno Indians, which are in that region there. You also have the Spanish influence, followed by the English influence. And you also have the influence of blacks brought over from Africa. So it's a tremendous amount of different cultures mixing together. And, of course, you've got sugar cane and you got rum.
Oh, that is true. That is true. And we went to Jamaica, I guess it was last year, year before last, and had a really nice time there. And talk about great eats. I mean, oh, the jerk chicken that we had there was really, really good. I mean, I think that's what stands out on top of my mind is the jerk chicken
It is, it
and
is. And
pork
that
too.
was a right, and that was a part of the world that was settled first by the West. I mean, if you discount the Vikings, I mean, when you think about the most of the European influence, it was the Caribbean first, where they came first, and it was basically for sugarcane and rum. The other things were secondarily gains that happened. So it's an old part. You've got cities there that are older than European cities in the on the mainland United States.
That is fascinating. That's fascinating. Now, we are talking about the New York Times top destinations for 2018, and they have 52 of them. But Doc Bill and I are kind of dissecting this list and coming up with some of our favorite ones, and we're talking about the Caribbean and Jamaica in particular. Yeah, I mean, Doc Bill, it's so many great things there in Jamaica, but this year also, I had a chance to go to Barbados, and I had not been back to Barbados in quite a long time since my Pan Am days. So it was good to see all of the things that it changed. But it's really one of those islands that has great food. But it also feels very, very safe because we have to put the truth out there. A lot of people are concerned about, safety when visiting some of the Caribbean islands. But there are places that you can go, like Barbados, that are very safe, and you don't have to really worry about that. Have a great time at the beaches, the restaurants, and of course, the food.
And that's true. I mean, you really have, you've got to look out and you've got to be careful. But this is a thing that you find more around the world in general. I mean, a lot of places in the world, there's a lot of people who own a lot and a lot of people who don't own much. And that can cause some polarization in places. And so when you go to places, you want to make sure that, that you have good security. You want to go to places in which that which secure or places in which security is not that big of an issue. But even places in which security is an issue, once you get to know people and get a lot to know the locals, you can find out from them and you get a good feel of what's going on in the country. Do your reading, look around, don't go to a place and have no idea of the history of the island. You need to do that, otherwise, like any place in the world, whether you're in the United States as well, you can run into problems.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, because here in the U.S., I mean, there are places in all of the major U.S. cities where you don't want to venture unless you really know where you're going and what you're doing in that area. So it's not really to beat up on the Caribbean islands saying that, they're not safe. It's really anywhere around the world. You're really correct about that you need to really know your area and just really always think safety wherever you're going and even in just your day-to-day life.
Most people in the world want to be left alone. And I'm saying this from a practical and just an experience. Most people just want to continue their life as is and left alone. So most people are always wary of outsiders. And this has been since the dawn of time. Sometimes the influences of outsiders can be beneficial, but sometimes the influences of outsiders haven't been. So as a general rule, people really want their lives to continue as is, and they don't really like outside influences. If you come in understanding that and realizing that's the case and wanting to talk to people and see things from their perspectives, it makes that whole transition a lot easier. If you don't and you come in closed-minded, you can have an interesting adventure.
Well, hey, the Caribbean is a great place to go to enjoy the beaches, enjoy the food, meet the people and experience some of the culture and leave a small footprint there and come on, back and share with your friends and family back at home the great time that you had and maybe inspire them to go and check out the Caribbean too, because they can really, really use the tourism now, especially islands that have been affected but are bouncing back. Like we mentioned, the U.S. Virgin Islands, they're coming back. Puerto Rico, the cruise lines are going back into there. So don't feel as though you can't go to the Caribbean. The Caribbean is open for business and ready for you guys to come and visit. I know I'm heading back to Barbados in 2018, so the Caribbean is definitely on my list for real. I'm going and I can't wait.
It's a great place to go, and it's not that expensive. But if it becomes an issue that expenses are too much, there's always Sapelo Island. It is an island. It has beautiful beaches, and there's only about 50 people on the island. Security is not an issue.
And you can have some good food there too. Those low country boils are pretty good there as well. Great fishing and just, relaxing and taking it easy on one of those oversized porches on the Sapple Island Birdhouse Cottages is a great way to do it, too. And by the way, the show today is brought to you by the Sapple Island Beach Vacations. And if you want to go and have one of these great vacations right here, you feel a little bit like you're in the Caribbean looking out at that beautiful water, you can do that right on Sapelo Island and stay at the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. So check out their website at the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations.com and book a vacation for now, for the summer, for any time during the year. It's open year round. And check out their website again at Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Doc Beale, thank you for going through this list with me. I mean, 52 places. It was kind of hard to pull a couple to talk about. So many great ones. We have to talk about some of these other ones a little bit later in the year as well. Keep this list handy.
Sounds good, and enjoy yourself and do it Gangnam style.
Absolutely. South Korea, here we come. Thank you guys for listening today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And we'll be back with more great destinations and tips to share with you guys. Bye-bye.